You could see it here today quite plainly. We've two newly elected members, myself and Nessa Cosgrove, with over a quarter of the total poll and first preference between us. Despite our best efforts to engage, neither of us were included in talks over the positions of mayor. We have a pact that's been made with members who have held these positions over the past 10 years, and it looks like they'll be holding them for the next 5 years. It seems like people would prefer to have the honour of being Mayor of Sligo, which I would consider to be a massive, massive honour. All it would take was one of these members to step aside for 1 year. Again, they've been mayor multiple times. If one of them stepped aside for 1 year, you would have newly elected members, you would have a female representative there, you would have a representative from the Strandhill Peninsula, which has been ignored over the past 10 years by the council. But instead, we have the same people in the same positions for the next 5 years. It doesn't seem inclusive in terms of a town council that wants to work and cooperate together. And it doesn't seem fair.
Are you willing to, after this, work towards being inclusive? We heard there today from other local representatives that they leave the jersey at the door and they work together. Is there a willingness still on, from your perspective, to do that?
Well, they certainly work together behind closed doors. They certainly did a great job at that during the week. And that's one of the reasons we felt bring in newly elected members. It looks like people just want to keep the ball and play amongst themselves. I have a mandate, a strong mandate from the people of Sligo Strandhill to improve this constituency. We've seen the same elected members that are holding this pact in these positions have presided over what is the condition of High Street currently today, have presided over Strandhill, been ignored for the past 10 years. There's many problems here that we'd like to change, and they've just sent a message that it's the same old status quo in Sligo Strandhill. So I think you'd be better off putting that question to the current pact which controls Sligo Council.